said, I never thought I'd be standing up here in front of the church to speak about a miracle that I have received in my life, a blessing from God that I could never have imagined. And it all started with the ladies' Bible study on Thursday, July 13th, when Joni just happened. I don't know what our lesson was about that day. I don't know what we were discussing, but Joni, out of the clear blue sky, said, I know about your mother, but I don't know anything about your father. And I really surprised myself when I answered her, because I have never spoke about my father or his side of the family in my entire life. As a matter of fact, I had pushed it totally out of my life. I had suppressed it so far deep that I've had some friends tell me things about what we did with my father or with his new wife, and I can't remember a single thing. My mother and my father married when she was 16 years old and he was 20. And I was born a year later. And I have no memories of the 5 years that they were married, except one, and that's only a secondhand memory. My mother never said anything bad about my father, and it was never talked about. You know, 75 years ago, people didn't talk about those things. And people got divorced. There was no shared custody or weekend visits or any of that. So it ended when I was 5, and that was that. And I overheard my mother tell someone one day that my father had been drinking and waving a gun around, and she feared for our safety, so she left. I was 5 years old at that time. I think my parents had a neighborhood romance because both sets of my grandparents lived two doors apart on the same street. And so I think it was more or less a neighborhood romance that ended up in a marriage that eventually ended up in a divorce. After 5 years old, I didn't see my father again. And for some reason, and I don't know what that reason was, I was about 10 years old. And I went to spend the weekend with my father and his new wife, Nadine. I don't know why I went. I don't remember a thing about it. I just know I went. And I came back home, and I never went again. And that was the last time I saw my father. I was 10 years old. That was 65 years ago. Shortly after that, my father remarried. My mother remarried. We moved from Richmond, Virginia to Hampton, Virginia, which was only about 60 miles away, but still, back in that day, it was a long ways. I spent a lot of weekends in Richmond because my mother and my new stepfather, they had a son a couple years later, and that's my brother Ralph, that most people here know about. We used to go to Richmond a lot on the weekends, and I would still keep in touch with my grandparents on my father's side because, like I said, they lived two doors apart, and they were friends. And so I would visit my grandmother and Grandfather Lane, and that stopped somewhere around 1969, 1970. I graduated from high school in 1966. I went to college. I graduated in June of 1970. I got married in August of 1970 and moved to Indiana. And that cut off all the rest of the contact I had with my father's side of the family. Lisa put that picture up. That's my father, my mother, me, and my mother's dog, Dixie. That picture has been in a box in a closet for over 50 years. I never looked at it. And when all of this came about, I got that box out and I got that picture out. And I had the courage to frame it and put it on the shelf in my family room. I have never, ever looked at those pictures until July. So now it sets out next to another picture of my mother. That day after I came home from Bible study, I don't know what possessed me, but I Googled my father's name, Leonard James Lane Jr. And all I could find out about him was his age and his address. I tried to find an obituary and couldn't find anything, so I just stopped trying, and I didn't think about it anymore. Now, looking back, I think Joni's question to me in Bible study that day was to prepare me for what was about to happen. And it was not 2 weeks later that Joni called me and said she had been contacted by someone claiming to be my first cousin and wanted my contact information. And I just said, go ahead and give it to her. We'll see where it goes. This woman's name was Pam, and she had stumbled onto Joni's Emmanuel Quilt ministry. And Joni had gone downtown with Grandma Pell Puppet on one of our homeless visits, and she had written a post. While we were downtown, I don't know if you know it or not, but you sang with a saxophone player that stands on the corner of Washington Street. When Joni came back, she posted on her page about going downtown, and she was talking about the Bag Ladies, their ministry, and if anyone wanted to go with us or donate, to contact her, and she would pass that information on to me. And she listed my name in there. Now, Pam didn't know anything about this. She didn't know anything about this quilt. She didn't know anything about this book. She didn't know anything about Joni's ministry. She just happened to stumble on it. I believe God used Joni as the conduit to bring this miracle together. She does now, though, doesn't she, Joni? This book, Joni's miracle, Joni's ministry, the puppet, the whole thing was used by God to bless me with a miracle. The day that Joni gave my information to Pam, she called me that afternoon. And when I answered the phone, she said, my name is Pam McGrath, and I live in Wesley Chapel, Florida. And my grandmother's name was Ruth Annette Lane, and she lived at 1443 Carlisle Avenue, Richmond, Virginia. And I just was silent a minute, and I said, my name is Annette Lee Lane, and I had two grandmothers who lived on Carlisle Avenue in Richmond, Virginia. We talked a long time that day and have been in constant contact since then, and that was July 25th. All of this has taken place in just a matter of a short period of time. Pam, in turn, contacted a girl by the name of Julie Lane Phillips, who lives in Salisbury, North Carolina. And Julie told me that the first words that Pam said to her was, I found her. I found out they'd been looking for me a long time. Here I thought, none of them wanted anything to do with me, that I was just old history. They had a new life. And Julie turns out to be my sister. And by July 26th, the next day, I had contact with her. On August 27th, when I went to Virginia to visit my brother Ralph, Julie drove up from North Carolina, and we met and spent time together in Williamsburg. I couldn't believe how much in common we had. The time we spent together was just like I'd known her my entire life. and we're going to meet again on December 28th when I go to Virginia at Christmas. This is all hard for me to believe that God has blessed me with so much here. And Julie has filled in so many gaps for me. Like I said, I had no memories of my father, but I figured it had to be bad because my mother left and it was never spoken about again. I had a lot of questions that I didn't know I needed answers to. I had a lot of questions I didn't even know I had questions about. It has released in me so much emotion that I didn't know was there. It has given me something that I needed that I didn't know I needed. This miracle is a miracle of love and forgiveness that I didn't know I needed to give or receive. There are many things that I've found out, but I just want to share a couple of them with you. First of all, I found out that my grandfather Lane had signed papers to allow my father to enter the military, the Navy, when he was 17 years old. I never knew he was even in the military. That was in 1944, when he was sent overseas, and World War II was still going on. He was 17 years old. He spent 3 years. He came home. As soon as he came home, my mother and him married. Being 17 years old, to me, could have affected him while he was gone. That could explain to me the drinking. It could explain to me waving the gun around. I think being in the military at a young age like that can probably affect you. Second, I found out that Julie and Pam and every member of that side of the family always knew who I was. They always had pictures of me. Joni specifically told me that Pam said she would go visit our grandmother Lane, and she had a picture of me on the table by the phone. And she would ask her who that girl was. And Joni said, Pam said that my grandmother said, that's your cousin, Annette. I had no idea they even knew who I was. I didn't know they existed. And so that kind of maybe explains the fact that my mother and father got a divorce. Secondly, I found out that Julie and Pam and, always knew who I was. There was always pictures of me. Julie said we always had a picture of you in the living room on the table. And it was always an up-to-date picture. I don't have any idea how they got it, but my suspicion is my grandmother and grandfather Ballinger gave it to them because, again, they were neighbors and they were friends. I had no idea. And she told me that my father felt a great deal of remorse for not having contacted me. And third and most importantly, I found out that he turned out to be a good Christian man. Couldn't ask for anything more than that. She said she would walk back to her bedroom and she would see him in the office on his knees praying all the time. She has his Bible and she said it's nearly worn out. By the time he retired, he was sheriff of the city of Richmond. I'm 18 years older than Julie. She's 57. And I'm 8 years older than Pam. She's 67. My father was 21 when I was born and he was 39 when Julie was born. Also found out that he had a heart for the homeless. She told me he was always stealing money out of the grocery can and giving it to the homeless. And she said every time I'd go to look for a piece of clothing, half the time it was gone because he had given it to some child that needed it. So that warmed my heart too. Julie also told me that when her mother, Nadine, and my father were ever separated, they always said, I'll meet you at the river. When my father got sick, he had a bad heart, and he was in the hospital with colon cancer. A doctor came in one day and said, Mr. Lane, do you know where you are? And he said, yes, I'm at the river. And he died not too long after that, October 22nd, 1999. The song "On the Far Side Banks of the Jordan" was played at his funeral, and then it was played again at Nadine, his wife's funeral in 2020. It's one of Julie's favorite songs, and I've always liked that song too, because I'd never heard that song until I heard it. Jack's band played it all the time. Almost every church they ever played in, they played that song. I didn't see my father doing this on his time on earth. I didn't know him on his time on earth. But one day I know. I'll meet him at the river. And I believe that my mom, both sets of grandparents, Julie's mother, my father, would all be happy to know that, as Pam, my first cousin, put it, in the fourth quarter of our lives, our hearts have come together, Pam, Julie, and mine. I also know that Pam has four living brothers and sisters who all have families. Julie has three children and six grandchildren. She even named one of her daughter even named her first grandson River. I'd like for you to, Lisa's going to play it. I would like for you to listen to the words "On the Far Side Banks of the Jordan."
Thank you.
receive such a blessing, a blessing of such enduring love and forgiveness, both given and received. I don't know if I needed to forgive my father or not, but I have. They probably needed to forgive me too, because I didn't reach out to them either. I've had a wonderful life. I've been blessed beyond measure. I've had bumps in the road just like everyone else. But I had a mother and a set of grandparents that bent over backwards to make sure when I was small I knew I was loved. I've got wonderful, wonderful, amazing friends. And I've got the Gov girls that I travel with. And I also have a family with the Boswells. Wanda and I have been friends for 52 years. When I got a divorce, they took me in. As Wanda put it, you needed us then, and I need you now. All I know is life is very hard. Time is so precious. I found a family I didn't know I had. I know that love does not keep a record of wrongs that are done to it. Love forgives, and it goes on and on. And if you lose love, you lose everything. Forgiveness will set you free, and it will give you peace, joy, and healing. And I have received all of that.